My love, I know it's been a while, but I need you to remain in that position for just a little while longer. You've done so well, but give me a moment more. I want to capture you just right before the candle's lights fade to darkness. You may relax into the bed, but just your upper body. I'm working on the little details of your thighs now, so please pull up a pillow and rest your head. That's better, isn't it? Your arm must be so tired from holding your head for so long. But I thank you for being patient with me. It's my curse, I suppose. I work tirelessly to make sure that I include every little detail. Every curve, every wrinkle and swell. Oh, my love, why that face? Wrinkles are a part of life. Would you deny a rose for the natural little wrinkles of its petals? No, I didn't think so. You're no different, sweet one. I want to include everything, even the bits of yourself that you wish I would omit. Those little lines near your mouth and eyes. They're but faint whispers of all the laughs you shared with loved ones, and all the beautiful smiles that widen your lips and crinkle your eyes. Why would I not include them? They are evidence of happiness, your joy. Would you rather I paint you like a doll? Forever frozen, void of any true expression or breath of life? That would make for a poor painting, my love. What is the purpose of a portrait if not to capture the true beauty and vulnerability of a life well lived? You are a vision, you know. Like the swell of your hips, so wide and sumptuous, you are the figure of a fertility goddess, the means by which the entire earth was created and nurtured, scattered with faint strikes of lightning across your skin. I enjoy pressing my lips to each and every one, to pay homage to the silken sheet that is your skin. I could lose myself for hours in your embrace, holding you to my chest while my fingers trace along every curve of your body. One hand cupping the back of your head to bring you close for the gentlest of kisses, while my other hand parts the folds between your full thighs, like the petals of a delicate flower. You always part so nicely for me, arcing up into my caress with sighs of more. My fingers pressed into your depth, and I am welcomed by your warmth, feeling every little spasm as I trace symbols of love against the sensitive bud just above. You writhe, you pant and moan, and you melt into my arms like chocolate on a hot summer's day. Your body, so strong and resolute, begins to crumble in my grasp. You allow me to see you in such a way, left bare and vulnerable, a state that no other is given the right to see. It is something only for me, because you trust me to tease out those desires, to satisfy you, to bring you to the gates of heaven, to allow you the freedom to crash upon the shores of pleasure like relentless waves. I tease the innermost parts of you with your breathless voice in my ear, urging me forward. Oh, but not yet, my love, not yet. I bring my lips to your ear, my voice ragged with arousal, and I trace my tongue along the shell of your ear, and you shiver. Then I lower myself to your heaving breasts, worshipping them with my lips, spelling out the words of my adoration with my tongue, while I caress and knead them like clay. And you yield to me so easily, your body aching with a need that only I can soothe. You tremble in my arms, your hips thrusting against my hand, a strangled cry asking for more, for me to end the torment. Finally, I release my hold on you and crawl down to your hips in a position of devoted worship. Center your sex stirring me, making me moan out in anticipation and desire. I smell your need, your love, the pure essence of you, and I slowly devour you, lapping at the dew-kissed petals between your thighs, reaching my tongue inside to taste the nectar of your womanhood. Your hands grip at my hair, and your back arches from the bed, screaming into the night in a language only the gods can speak. And I am hopelessly lost in you. I am no longer just a man in that moment. I am but a devout disciple at the temple of your sex, paying proper tribute to your divinity. The liquid of your fountain rushes me, gathering on my tongue, and I lap at you greedily, feeling your body writhe beneath me as your flower pulses in the beginning of its beautiful and spectacular death. I am bathed by the holiest of waters, and I willingly drown in you, lost to myself, lost to the world, completely wrapped up in the tangle of your thighs. The symphony of your ending reaches its crescendo, and you howl to the skies, tearing at the soft sheets beneath you, as you ride your crystalline waves of pleasure. I grip your bountiful hips and urge you forward, giving your body the rhythm it needs to truly come undone. Void of breath, you collapse into the sea of sheets and pillows, chest heaving as you let out the smallest of cries, like the coo of a dove. I bring you into my arms, and I feel your tears flow upon my skin, cutting through me like a raging river shaping its way through the earth. You are truly resplendent in that moment, the complete surrender of yourself to me. And in that moment, the entire world falls away, breaking apart and scattering to the cosmos, until all that's left is your splendor and the gift of your love, given to but a mere mortal. I see I got away with myself for a moment. But you see now, do you not? What you stir in me. You inspire me, you delight me, and I would want nothing more than to worship at your feet until the end of my days. You are a wonder. And it is both humbling and frustrating that, no matter how I may try, I will never be able to capture you as you truly are. I paint your visage often, losing hours upon hours of sleep to make sure that I get the shade of your eyes right, as the light flickers in them and brings them to life, to perfectly copy the teasing laugh that lingers in the corner of your lips. You are the sun's total eclipse. The feeling of a cool rain breaking through the harsh heat of summer. You are something that can never be replicated. Never perfectly represented in any form. You are something that must be seen and felt in the moment. Sipped and enjoyed like a fine red wine. But despite it all, here I am, still trying to capture what can never be caught. I suppose it's the fate of humans, is it not? Trying so desperately to bottle the lightning that lights up across the sky. To preserve the heated touch of desire on long, unloved skin. You can rest now, dearest. I'm finished for tonight. I'll go get us a bottle of that wine you love.